Harvard Business School student Amaris Singer grew up in Albuquerque and says the city is not traditionally known for its startup companies, but in some ways, it's the perfect environment for them.
Because we've, for so long, relied quite heavily on the labs, the bases, Intel, some of the other larger employers, there hasn't been the same kind of startup scene here as there have been in some other medium-sized cities. And yet I think that's now reaching a little bit of a tipping point where people realize that this is actually a really fertile, almost blank slate to start to do creative, interesting things. Because on the one hand, you have all this technology and talent that kind of spills over from the labs and can be put to other uses. But then you also have the opportunity to just stand out more here. So the entrepreneur we were working with here, Jim Spitaccini from IDEUM, he has a business that focuses on human-computer interaction. So really at the kind of frontier of how we're going to interact with technology in the world. And he makes both software and hardware. So the logical thing for him to do, by many people's accounts, would be to be in San Francisco. And in fact, he moved from San Francisco to here. And that was a very conscious choice on his part, not just to have kind of a better life and a better quality of life for him and his family, but also because there was no one else here doing that.
You guys went to Detroit and learned about composting hair for trees. What?
Yeah, so in Detroit, we were working with a guy named Sebastian Jackson, and he runs a really innovative barbershop and salon there called the Social Club Grooming Company. It started out as shipping hair off to be used to help clean up oil spills, and then once there was enough hair kind of going in that direction, he started looking into other uses for the trimmings, and he learned that hair, as it turns out, is pretty much the most efficient compost accelerator out there through a combination of, you know, some of the broader issues that have affected Detroit, as well as a beetle or a virus that has really decimated the urban canopy. A lot of the greenery that once made the city so gorgeous is gone. So what he started doing was collecting all the hair trimmings from his shop, compost them, and then to plant trees throughout Detroit's neighborhoods.
Wouldn't working in an office or going back to business school, doesn't it seem kind of boring compared to this summer?
You know, I can't imagine any of us deciding that we should go do banking or consulting in the traditional sense of the word after this summer. We knew that going in as well, but I think the power of making something on your own and interacting with people doing incredible things on the ground totally changes what you think is possible and also makes you believe in other people and how much people are willing to give and collaborate and share, even though so much of this is about discovering, you know, innovative entrepreneurs on the ground and telling their story. We also kind of want to change business school in the process. It's a huge waste of time and space if it's only about us for one summer and then we're done. So we're hoping to have some kind of a conference or gathering next year where we bring all of the entrepreneurs we worked with to campus, both to meet each other and kind of create a network among themselves, but also to just sort of share the experience with the school. The four of us on the team really want to build this into something bigger than ourselves. We want to be able to go back to these businesses year after year, as well as add new businesses to the mix and just create hopefully kind of an ecosystem of people that all are working together to create smarter, more sustainable, more creative businesses in this country.
Amaris Singer is a Harvard Business School student and a member of the group MBAs Across America, which is touring the U.S. this summer to meet with entrepreneurs and small businesses. For KUNM, I'm Andy Lyman.